When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Dr. Zishan here. So I want to talk about this upcoming test. Everyone's kind of freaking out about the next gen questions that starts in April 1st. So if you think about it, if you were to start studying now, you actually have two chances to take it before the next gen actually starts to be implemented. So if you take it, hopefully we pass. We always want to think positive. But just in the off chance that you don't, you still have another 45 days. You can take it before April. So take advantage of studying now and don't procrastinate. Just get started, get it done. And if on the off chance that you don't make it, you can still take it one more time without getting it to the next gen. But let's talk about next gen real quick. Next gen is 20 to 25% of the questions. Those of you that have already started looking at it, we've been already working on it as a company since last year. So we've been working on it for quite some time now. We've broken it down. The thing is that 20 to 25% are going to be your next gen questions, but that doesn't mean that the rest of the test is going to change. It's still going to be the same types of questions that you've already seen or you would normally see. So with the next gen, it's still the same information. For instance, and it's only a few subjects, right? Like cardio, maternity, hemonc. So there's only a handful of subjects that are going to be under the next gen questions. So those are things that we've already taught, things like GI, differential diagnoses, cardio, heart failure, PAD. These are the types of things that are popping up on next gen. The only difference is that you've got to read a chart, and then the style of questions is a little bit different, but we cover those in our course. So for those of you that want to do it optionally, we're already starting to provide those. So don't freak out. And if you're doing anything, just get started now and take the test once. Hopefully you pass. If not, you still got one more chance. So just try and get it done before that next gen. And even if you got to take the next gen, don't freak out about it. We've already started preparing as a company. I've been already working on those questions for almost about 4 or 5 months now, presenting little lectures here and there, showing you how they're going to present and how to do those questions. So with that said, good luck. Good luck. You guys got this. Stay positive, stay confident, and hope to see you on the other side. Take care.